Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. John Bradbury's here, too. John's back. John's a good friend of ours, longtime Brain Trust member. He is. He helps companies like yours and mine put our best foot forward. That's what he does for a living, and he's the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success, and he's learned an awful lot about what it takes to make a small business successful. And he's very gracious to share those ideas with us. And he's back to do that today. John Bradbury, welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. It's good to have you back, as always.
Thank you.
You know, John, in the previous month or so, I've spent a fair amount of time talking to my audience about shedding the baggage of 2011, not taking anything into 2012 that wasn't necessary, and that you know, only taking only the things that would be productive, that you know, getting rid of receivables, you know, writing off receivables that may or may not be collected, getting rid of inventory, converting it to cash that's gotten obsolete, systems, people who are holding you back, you know, don't take them into the new year, and I was sort of setting people up for resolutions. You know, to maybe get them set up for some things to try to get started on with a clean slate, as close to a clean, productive slate as possible in the new year. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's the right focus, obviously, for the end of the year. As a business owner and personally, it is one of my favorite times of the calendar, because I really benefit from taking time to look back, reflect, look forward, plan, and get really clear. And so every year I do that, and I know most of us do. The challenge, though, is that, you know, when I move to the next year and I'm looking at my resolutions, some of them look extremely familiar to me.
They're still unfulfilled, unaccomplished resolutions.
They're a never-ending challenge.
Yeah.
And you talk to most people, and they say, yep, losing that 10 pounds is still on my list, or whatever your version of that is. And the reason is that at the core of this, at the core of almost anything we want to accomplish, whether it's in business or you know, any profession or personal endeavor, the core of it is personal change, human change, here, and that's hard for a number of reasons, which you know many of us experiment with, and some are successful and some are not.
Changing ourselves is the hardest thing that we'll ever try. From number one, most people, research shows that 2 out of 3 people resist change at all costs, and anywhere, let alone themselves.
Yeah, right. We are a system, in a sense, of all our behaviors and our mind and emotions and physiology all work together, and the system wants to remain at equilibrium.
Well, John, who we are is hardwired.
That's right. Yeah, there's DNA and wiring, and there's conditioning that comes with us from the moment we're born.
And the environment. And so, I mean, it's tough. If there's some things like procrastination, like you know, being frivolous or impulsive or whatever, those things are pretty much hardwired, and those things spill over into our business behavior, don't they?
They do. You are the center of your business, and in fact, much of the work that I do with executives and business owners is to help them get really honest with themselves about their natural tendencies and strengths versus what the business needs. And some of these behaviors you can change. Usually takes more work and time than you think they will. But some you really, I would advise clients and do advise clients, you're never going to get there, or it's not worth your time and effort to get there. They're more important uses for you. And so find the right complementary team members or partners. But, you know, There are.
If you're not highly organized, hire somebody to get you organized.
Absolutely.
To help you be organized.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Don't keep fighting things that you might not be able to fix on your own. I don't think that's a form of giving up. I think that's a form of being rational and pragmatic. Don't you?
Yes, and you know we all have our cross to bear, so to speak. We all have the challenges that only we can face. And you know, in the business, for example, there are certain aspects of your business that only you as the owner can wrestle with, and they can't be delegated. And you need to preserve your energy for those and not spread all of your effort in areas where others can, you know, do a better job than you. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just saying that in thinking about this resolution process and how to maintain the important resolutions, the ones that only you can wrestle with, I was looking at a few really historical figures, in a sense, that have offered some very powerful but simple ideas, and I think they apply well to this challenge each of us faces in terms of trying to change our behavior, sustain that change in a positive way over time.
All right, give us one of those.
So, do we have time for one?
Give us one.
Okay, you may know who said this, because I know you're a golfer. He said, when I ask you to take an aspirin, please don't take the whole bottle.
I don't know who said
that. What do you think that is?
I like that, but I don't know who said that.
He's a legendary golf instructor named Harvey Pinnick.
Yeah.
And I know you know who he is.
Take Dead Aim, the little red book of golf. Yeah.
Take Dead Aim, exactly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Harvey Pinnick worked with many golf champions.
Tom Kite and Ben Crenshaw, most notably.
That's right. And he was well known for these wise ideas or observations that applied both to golf and to life. The golf swing is a very complex thing.
Right. Well, how does that apply? How does the aspirin bottle apply to business?
Well, what he's saying is, when you try to improve a golf swing, you don't try to change 10 aspects of it at once. He may give someone a single change in their swing. Just move your right foot 2 inches back in your stance and practice that for the next month.
There you go. I like that.
Very same thing with
baby steps. Baby steps.
Well, and that point of leverage that impacts the other that you're trying to improve.
Well said. John, give us your website quickly.
It's readyfounder.com.
Check it out. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. More to come with John Bradbury after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.